You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Second half of Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips. If you'd like to get questions to me, you can send them by email to askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. You can also leave them as a voice message, and the toll-free number is 888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, get set. We'll be glad to take these in. I'm starting to get questions that have been coming in. We're compiling them. We'll be sure that they're answered, and some of my staff can help answer them also. The other thing, of course, you can do is go to the website, preparemyfamily.com. That's where you'd be able to get the DVD, the number one DVD in the series, which is for $5.50 to get you started on the principles. It's the foundation for all of the things that we talk about. $5.50 is just the cost of delivering it to you. Also, I've had some people ask about, can we get quantities of them? We have a group or a congregation. You can get them by the 25, by the 50, by the 100, and they're cheaper when you do that because the cost of delivering them and get them to you is a lot less. So if somebody wants 100 of them, please, we can get them to you at a discounted price, and you get them out to people. $5.50 is cheap to begin with. We want this information in people's hands. All right. We're talking about this expedient, that we've used up our expedient water, and we're talking about what you do about gathering water around you. We're going to start with the surface water. All surface water is contaminated, in most cases now, and after some kind of a disaster or incident, catastrophe, whatever it is, it's all 100% absolutely contaminated, will probably make you sick, could kill you. If you get dysentery, diarrhea, and you don't have a support system around you to take care of you, you dehydrate and you die. If you have just runaway dysentery, you need to be where you can have an IV drip of fluids going into your body while you're getting things calmed down, or you just get weak, you get pneumonia, you get something else, you don't make it. So having water is critical. That's why it's a parachute, because you die without it. Step number one in taking this contaminated water, I have like bottles that sit around where I demonstrate this. You have some water that may really look murky and mucky. Let it settle. That's step number one. Then you can take the cleaner water off the top, whether you dip it off the top, or here's what I like to do. I have a jug. It's one of these, like the water bottles you have in the water cooler, you turn upside down. They're 5-gallon jugs. They're clear. You want one that's clear so you can see through it, because I want to see what's in there. Get that jug, and then we're going to put a spigot up off the bottom just a little bit so that the settlings go to the bottom, and I'm going to draw clear water off the top. And I'll give you a little more details about that so you'll understand how to make one. I think you can buy them some places, but make one yourself. It's inexpensive. Find one of those 5-gallon water cooler bottles. We'll make a settling chamber. See you right after this break.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
This is Jim Phillips talking to you about water and the different things that you can do to prepare to be ready to deal with an emergency so you don't end up thirsty or having to stand in water down by, in line down by the water wagon with all the other unhappy people trying to carry water back home. Where I left you just before the break is we're building a settling jug, because step number one that you want to do if the water has anything in it. Now, if you've got clean water and you can't see anything in it, you don't necessarily have to let it settle, but do not trust any surface water in an emergency. Even if it looks pure and clean, it probably is not. So step number one, build, let it settle. And I said you can build one of these settling jugs. Get this now. You can go down and get these 5-gallon jugs. They're clear. They're made of a polycarbonate material. You can see what's in them. And you want to install in the side of it, it's like a coffee urn spigot. You can go down to one of your stores where they repair appliances and things like that. You can buy one of them in the gasket and the washers and the nut that's on it. Drill a hole of the right size in there on a flat surface. It's got to be nice and flat. It may be anywhere from, 1 to 3 inches off the bottom where you find something that's flat. Put that thing in there, tighten it down, and then you're ready to go. Now, by the way, to get inside of it, you may say, hey, how do I get the nut on the inside of that thing? Well, you may actually open up a hole in it, make a bigger hole. It has the little neck where you turn it upside down in the water cooler. But in the case of being able to reach inside to put the nut on the backside, you're just going to cut out a larger hole up there. It's going to be easier to dump water in this thing. Now then, you have a place where you can let the water settle, the junk settle to the bottom, and then when you open the spigot, you're not disturbing what's in the bottom. And you can draw the water off. Now, if you tip it up and try and pour it off, what have you done? You just stirred things up. So it's much better to do it this way. If you're using a white bucket or something like that, then you're just going to carefully dip the water off the top, leaving the settlings in the bottom. So either dip it or pour it off through a spigot on the side. Don't try and tip up the container because you're just going to be dumping out the junk. Okay, now then you've gone through that step. You have a couple of different ways that we're going to make this water safe to drink. There's three basic technologies. One of them is using heat. The other one is chemicals, and then you're using filtration. You may, in fact, choose to use all three of them to be sure that things are sanitary. The oldest way of taking care of bacterial contamination, viral contamination, organic types of things like that, living creatures, is to boil the water, and that works well. Now, realize that as you get higher in altitude, I live at about 6,400 feet, the temperature of the water is lower at boiling because the air pressure over it is lower. So I'm going to have to boil things longer. Here's one of the things you can do to speed up the kill rate. If you'll put your water in a pressure cooker, that's a handy thing to have. We can use it for a lot of things. That's one of the tools that you'd really like to have is a pressure cooker. By bringing it up to pressure and maintaining pressure, I now have an elevated temperature to be sure that I kill things. Get a large pressure cooker, and I prefer to have the ones that are made out of stainless steel. You'll spend a few bucks on that thing, but there's many things you can do with it. You'll be glad that you have a couple of different sizes of pressure cookers. If you're going to be boiling the water at higher altitudes, if you get real high altitude, you almost can't get the water hot enough to kill the things. You must have a pressure cooker at altitude. As you get above the 7, 8, 9, 10,000 foot levels, the water is significantly cooler, and it's harder to kill the pathogens by boiling it. Pressure cookers take care of that. Disadvantage of using heat is you have to have a fuel source. Right now we've got natural gas and kerosene and we have propane and electricity and all those things around us, great conveniences, but if it's all shut off, what are you going to do? You're back to the very basic build a fire to get things hot. That works. It's primitive, been around a long time, but you may not be in an area where you have a lot of fuel or sufficient fuel. And you may be in conditions that a fire is difficult to build and maintain. You just think ahead on these things and be prepared for them is all that I'm saying. So anyway, heat is one way of doing it. Now, in using heat, one of the nicest ways, and that will produce truly safe water, is using a distillation unit. You can just boil the water, which heats it, or, better yet, boil off the water, which is to turn it into a vapor phase and then condense it. And you can buy different stills out there. There are several stills that you can purchase that will allow you to take any kind of a heat source that will boil the water and vaporize that water and then recondense it, and now you have a very pure source of water. And not only does it not have bacteria in it, most of the chemical contaminants will be gone. Now, not 100%, but it's going to be like 99% of them are gone. There's a few things that may have come across in the vapor, recondense into the water and still contaminate it, but most of them are going to be gone. So distillation is great, but it uses a huge amount of energy to do that. That's the thing you have to be aware of. If you live in an area where you have a wood lot, you got wood all around you and it's not highly populated, you may have all the fuel that you need for a long time. If you live next to a vein of coal that you can go harvest your own coal, you can have, you know, heat for a long time. If you live in a city, you don't have a chance. To boil it, you've got to have different ways of doing it in most cities and most towns. All right, so that's heat. Very useful, basic technology, works well. The other things that you have, you can use a chemical or you can use filtration. Now, I'm going to go into a little more depth about using these other two after you've gone through your settling in just a moment, but I want to identify there's three basic ways of processing the water: heat, chemical, and filtration. Now, by the way, there's actually another one. And that's using ultraviolet. Sunshine is the natural way of doing it, or now you can use an ultraviolet device to zap anything that would be alive in the water. Well, we've let our water settle. The next thing that you want to do is a pre-filter of that water. Let's say you bought a water filter. And by the way, RBN sells a water filter that's a very good one. The British Birkfeld, the Berkey as they call them, that's one of the quality ones that you can buy. It's a drip-top filter. And I'd suggest if you're listening to this program, please support RBN and get your British Birkfeld from them. Buy your Berkey there because it will help that organization, and they're bringing information and training to you. They're supporting this program. So go there for one of those. But before you would put your water in there, we've let it settle. You have your British Birkfeld or one of the other good brands, and before you dump your water in there, even if you've let it settle, you may clog those filters very quickly. So what we want to do in the next step is run it through a pre-filtration stage. And this would even be before you would boil it. Now, if you're going to distill it, you don't have to worry about pre-filtering it. But if you're just going to boil off the water to heat it to kill pathogens, then you'd like to do some pre-filters. You can either buy filters, and there's filter bags and all kinds of things. You can come up with coffee filters. If you run the water through a couple of thicknesses of coffee filters, they remove many of the larger particles. I mean, they're going to be tiny, but they're going to be some of the bigger ones. What are other things that you can use to pre-filter things? Well, how about terry cloth? How about a bath towel that you folded it up and you put it down inside of a bottle or a jug? Take a 2-liter bottle, cut off the top of the 2-liter bottle, fill it up with a washcloth or with a small terry cloth towel, punch a couple of holes in the bottom, small holes in there, pour the water and let it run down through this towel. I mean, you've got 6-8 inches of fabric that's in there. By the way, I prefer that you would use a white one so that you're not going to have any dyes or anything else in there. It can be, if it's been used for a while, probably nothing will come out of it. But let's just err on the side of conservative. Use something that's white. You could use bed sheets. You could use a number of things to strain the water. That's what we're doing. You can use coffee filters. Here's another thing you could be saving all along the way. You know, when you get some of your supplements or your vitamins or your pills or things like that, it has cotton balls in the top or wads of cotton. Don't ever throw another one of those away. Save them. Put them in a Ziploc bag and save them. You're going to end up with wads of this cotton after years. That's another thing you can filter it through. Now, you could take cotton balls and you could put them in a little, a small column, something that wouldn't be very large in diameter, you know, maybe up to an inch in diameter. Some kind of a plastic tube. Now, you want to be sure the things are clean and they're food safe, but as some kind of a tube. But here again, the same thing like with the towel, put cotton balls down in there, stack up a bunch of them and pack them up kind of tight, have a hole in the bottom, pour the water through it, and it's going to strain out a lot of the smaller particulate that didn't necessarily set out. It's going to settle out. It'll kind of clean up that water so it won't be quite as murky. Another thing that you can do is, now this is slow, but it actually does a very good job. You can use the capillary action of cotton, which is a wicking material, to kind of start the capillary action to pull it up over the side of a bucket and then have it drip down into another container. So let's say I put on a table, I have a white bucket up there, a 5-gallon bucket. I take a big old towel and I drop it in that bucket, bring it up over the rim, and it hangs over the side, and it'll drip the water into another bowl. I've just filtered that water through maybe 2 feet of fabric. That's a really good strainer. Now, you'll lose a lot of water, particularly in a high, dry climate like I live in, kind of a high desert, because the air is very dry, and so a bunch of that water is going to evaporate away. So you have to kind of balance what's the best way to do these things. But the idea is filter it through something over a fair amount of depth, something that's fairly tight, and something that will not contaminate that water. Now I'm ready to take that water and go through my next steps of processing, put it into a filter or put a chemical in it or even take it and boil it to kill pathogens in the water. Let's take a look at some of the chemical agents that you can use. The two basic chemicals that you would be using are either going to be iodine-based or they can be chlorine-based. Now, there's some other potential ones, too, but some of them, we don't have good labs on them, and I like to use things that I have good third-party verifiable laboratory results. And I know I'm very familiar with the use of silver. I'm very familiar with the use of some other things to kill pathogens. But the chlorine, which we would prefer to use, the chlorine dioxide, which you can buy products that use chlorine dioxide either in tablets or in a liquid, or iodine are two very reliable ways of killing pathogens. They each have their advantage and they each have a disadvantage. I'll tell you a little bit about those after this break so you can decide which one might be best for you to use in taking care of water. By the way, you want to have several methods of purifying water. See you after this break.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Ideas about water and the how to prepare water, how to store water, so you will not be thirsty in the middle of a disaster. We were talking before the break about some of the chemicals that you can use. Chlorine-based and iodine-based are two that have a lot of history, and there's a lot of laboratory tests behind them. The best of the chlorine ones to use is, rather than the chlorine bleach, the liquid bleach and those things, is to use the products that that have chlorine dioxide in them. You can get them in a tablet form. You can get them in a liquid form. Disadvantage of the chlorine-based products like that is they do have a shelf life. They are not indefinite in terms of their storage. So be sure that you read the labels and you have proper storage conditions for them. In most cases, you're going to have 2, 3, maybe up to 4 years. But then they begin to weaken, they begin to change enough that they're not reliable. It doesn't mean that they're completely dead and don't do anything. It just means that you can't absolutely count on them killing everything that's in there. Another product that you can use, of course, is the iodine-based ones. Now, my preferred way of using the iodine is when it's in crystalline form. Here's one of the unfortunate things that's occurred using iodine. There's been a product out there for years that's iodine-based and has a safety neck in it, and that's Polar Pure. Crystalline iodine, little iodine beads in the bottom. You add water to it, it makes an iodine tincture, a saturated solution. You use the cap to measure some to put in a quarter liter of water. You let it set, it kills all the things that are in there. The advantage of iodine like that is it has essentially an indefinite shelf life. You can store it for decades, centuries. It will store, if you keep it cool and dark, it'll store a very long time. Iodine does go through a sublimation phase, so you lose a little bit of it, but it's an extremely small amount, particularly if it's kept cool and dark and tightly closed. So that's the advantage of iodine, but it is getting harder to use because, unfortunately, it's used in the production of illicit drugs. So it's now become a controlled substance itself, so it's harder to come up with. You'll have to look for your own sources. There have been some where you could still get them. The crystalline iodine, I like using the Polar Pure product because it has a little safety sleeve that goes down in the neck. Here's the thing about an iodine crystal. Just like a chlorine tablet, don't swallow one of those things. It'll kill you. It's a poison. But in small quantities, it's safe to be around people, but yet it'll kill these pathogens. The Polar Pure advantage is that little neck that goes down inside, when you tip it up to pour out water, it catches the crystal, so you can't dump one out and put it in your water, so you get an overdose of iodine. The other disadvantage of iodine is some people are very sensitive to it, so you need to know if you're sensitive to iodine. Now, by the way, both iodine and chlorine are easy to remove from your water. If you have it in there, you can take that iodine or chlorine out very, very easily, because some people are very sensitive to chlorine. Chlorine is a negative thing to be consuming a lot of or spreading it all over your body. So you have to be careful about those things. Here are some other things you can consider using. There are oxygen. Ozone is a powerful killer of critters. If you have an ozone generator, it'll take care of them. Hydrogen peroxide is another one. It's good at killing things, but when it's diluted in water, it's not nearly as strong, makes the water taste rough. Another one that'll do a good job is using grapefruit seed extract. Now, grapefruit seed extract has its own issues also. One of them is it makes the water really bitter. It's hideous. But in an emergency, you can use it for a period of time. The good news on the grapefruit seed extract, hydrogen peroxide, the chlorine, and the iodine, you can remove them with carbon, activated carbon. Charcoal is how you remove them. They come out very, very easily, so you do not have to keep consuming them. Okay, so that's the chemicals. Study them a little bit. You'll have to decide what works best for you, which one you can store, which one you have available to you. A source, if you're looking to buy some of those things, you can go to thestuffoutlet.com, and you'll find both Polar Pure there, and there's going to be some new things showing up there in the future as they're being evaluated and tested. I like to recommend things that I have both history with and I can prove it through laboratory tests, not the company giving me their laboratory tests, because sometimes they use a test to prove their point. I've caught them in that. And when you want to have something that's a standard like an ASTM type of test or an FDA or an EPA test that is both repeatable and is reliable in the results that you can test, that's where I like to go. Okay, let's talk about filters for a moment. There's a bunch of them. And there's some new technologies coming that are very interesting and very fun. In terms of filters, there are two primary brands that I have liked through the years. Now, there's some new ones coming, and I'll talk about them as I have more experience with them. But MSR has made good quality filters, and so has Katadyn. Both of those make good filters. Now, they have different brand names underneath them. MSR now has the Sweetwater. The Sweetwater is an excellent one because it's very, very simple. You just about can't mess it up. If you have little experience using these things, if you're not mechanically inclined, if you're a housewife that has a hard time using a screwdriver, then I really like the Sweetwater, which is an MSR product, and that has been an excellent one because it's so simple, and you just don't have any pieces hardly at all to lose or break, or replacement of the filters is a very, very simple thing to do. So I'll talk a little more about filters, and some of you may want to consider getting right after this break. The filtration is a great way to go. Also, along with chemicals and the heat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm Jim Phillips, instructing you on water, giving you some ideas of things that you can do to be sure you've got water during an emergency. As I said, these filters are an excellent way to go. Let's talk about the different kinds of filters you have. You have a countertop drip filter, like the British Brookfield, the Berkey, or you have the portable hand-pumped ones. The portable hand-pump ones are a wonderful thing to have because they are very, very portable. They're very small. They're backpackable. They go in little emergency kits. Handy, handy thing to have. The two brands, as I mentioned, that I have found to be the best and the most reliable, they're either made by Katadyn or by MSR. My favorite for people that are very inexperienced with these things or not mechanically inclined is the Sweetwater, which is an MSR product. Very simple to work with, very simple to change filters, very hard to do anything wrong with or harm. It's very durable. It's very rugged. It is, in terms of the number of gallons you're going to pump through it per cost of filter, it's one of the more expensive ones, because you throw out the whole pump body and filter all at once it's become plugged. And so it is a little more expensive that way, but rather have something that's more expensive that works on something you can't figure out how to take care of it and or it's not durable enough for you. Check them out. They're out there. Go do some research on them. Find out what fits you. Find out what fits both your mechanical inclination. The other thing is look at the pumping force on them. Some of them that have a plunger you push straight down take some pretty significant force to push the water through them. The Sweetwater and some of these others have a pretty big handle on them with a good-sized grip. So for small people or, let's say, elderly people that don't have as much grip or hand strength, you've got to take that into account so you get something that will work for you. One thing to caution you about is there are some of these water bottles that have a filter in them, and they have some good specs on them. Take a look at the specifications. You're looking for something that will remove the pathogens down to a very low level. Now, what you really like to see, you see some of them that say 99.9%. That sounds really great. That's not good enough, folks. You need 99.9999%. That's a 6-log is what we're talking about. That means there's essentially nothing left in it. 4-log would be acceptable, but a 6-log would be absolutely preferred that you would have. So if it says 99.9%, not good enough. Or you'd like to see the new specification, which talks about the log kill that's on it. That's just the number of times that it's reduced. These little bottles, that they sound pretty good. They look pretty good. In fact, they may even have very good labs and very good specs on them. So I decided to get one. I mean, look, it's $25 versus, you know, $150 for one of these other portable hand pump ones. And I thought, well, that's really great. And it had the right specifications on it. It had the numbers on it that looked good. So I said, well, I've got to find out if you can get enough water through it. Because if you have something that filters well enough, but you can't get enough through it to do the job, you're in trouble. So I decided what I was going to do for a 3-day period, all of the water that I consumed, 100%, whether I was mixing a drink or putting it in a soup or just drinking it down, was going to go through that bottle. And what I found out was I couldn't get enough water through it to take care of me. It was filtering it very well. You suck your eardrums in and your cheeks implode on you trying to suck water through the thing, and you squeeze and squeeze. So what was happening was it was such a pain to get water through it, I was becoming dehydrated. I know the symptoms of dehydration very well, mild dehydration. I could tell I wasn't getting enough water. So let's say that you found one of these bottles and you're trying to save some money. Before you buy 9 of them for the family, buy one and live out of it for 3 or 4 days and see if you can get enough water through it. Also, find out what the cost of replacement filters are, because some of these will only filter, you know, 50 or 100 gallons, and you might need 300 or 400 gallons. So lower cost isn't always better. Be careful about that. The initial cost investment is not necessarily the best long-term yield for you. Here's a technology that's just coming, and I'll tell you, I have not used it. I know the theory of it. It should be just great. I've looked at the product. I'm going to play with it and be sure that I understand it that I have a great deal of confidence in it from experience. It looks good on paper. It looks good in terms of the theory of how it would work. This is using forward osmosis, and this has been around for a while. Most people have heard of reverse osmosis, which is where you put a lot of pressure behind the water to literally squeeze it through a membrane that has very, very, very tiny pores, and it's just of the size that it only lets the water molecules go through. And it's an excellent way of doing water, but it's also reverse osmosis is also very wasteful of water because you only capture about, it's way less than half of the amount of water that you run by the membrane, less than half of it gets through, and the rest of it's flushed down the drain. So in a desert area like where I live, it's very wasteful of water. A forward osmosis system really works very much like the cells of your body work, where you have a salt or a solution on one side and you have water on the other, and the solution on the one side is very hungry for the water. It's not hungry for the stuff in the water. It's hungry for the water itself, and then you have a very tight, very, very minute pored membrane that it literally just sucks the water through. Rather than putting pressure on the contaminated water to squeeze it through, in this case, the forward osmotic pressure is created by sugars and or salts that are on one side of this. And there's some products that have the kind of the double bag where you put a salt solution on one side. It's in a very concentrated form, and then you dump in your contaminated water that's on the other side in this bag, and that salt and sugar solution is very hungry for water through that membrane. It just literally draws it through. It's very simple to use. It's quite reliable to use if the membrane is made properly and hasn't been damaged. I have questions about what happens if you store them. What's the shelf life for these things? How much mechanical abuse can it take before the membrane is no good? But let's say that the membrane is just fine. It hasn't been hurt. It hasn't been frozen or whatever it is. Then it's very, very reliable. One of the disadvantages is, at this time, these are quite expensive. The one that I saw in the store, you know, this is retail, and you can usually do a little better than retail. So in the store, it'll make about somewhere between 2 to 5 gallons of water, and it costs about $14. So cost per gallon, that's fairly high, but the simplicity, the reliability says, you know what, it would be worth having, so I'm going to experiment with those. Also, you know, over time, prices come down on things as they get to be more common and as you get more competition in the market. So watch for that one, forward osmosis. The other thing about it is you will be drinking a fluid that is slightly sweetened and or has some other salts that are in it. Not that that's terribly bad, but they are dead sugars. That's one of the disadvantages. Certainly better than soda pop, and it's not really sweet. It's just mildly sweet. There are some new membrane technologies that are coming on. I traveled to the trade shows, the sports shows in those places, and there's some membrane technology different than osmosis. It's kind of centered around what is done for kidney dialysis. And these very, very fine little filaments, I mean, they're kind of like the size of the human hair, and they're hollow. And they have tiny little pores in them, and you run a whole bunch of them in parallel, so you have a huge surface area. It's one of the disadvantages of things like the some of the ceramic filters is the surface area is fairly small, and that's why you have to use a lot of pressure. One of these was at a trade show recently that I tried where you could just put a soda straw on it and just drink almost like it felt just like pulling a, you know, soda right out of a, you know, glass of water, just drinking water out of a glass with a straw. It was very little resistance to the flow because it had such a gigantic surface area to pull the water through. That's of interest to me. So it seems to have a very good throughput. It's very simple to use. But the question that I have, and these are some of the specs I'm waiting to see, is its durability, and its durability in two areas. One of them is mechanical shock. These are tiny little things. How much, you know, can you drop it from, you know, 3 feet? Can it roll off a table onto a concrete floor and not shatter one of those things? See, if you break one membrane and it lets one amoebic bacteria get into you, one amoeba into you, it could end up killing you. This is a parachute. It has to open every time. It has to be a good parachute. So I have that concern about its durability. I'm waiting to see what's said about that. The other thing is it appears that they will be damaged by freezing once they're wet, once you have water in them. Now, if they're dry and they don't have water in them, probably won't hurt them. But once you've used it and filled it with fluid, if you freeze it, you will destroy those little filaments. So these new technologies are coming, and I'm excited about them and the potential. They're kind of pricey, and they're a little bit unproven in terms of what some of the issues may be. So let's go to something that's, you know, back to something that's a little more standard. It's been around a long time, and that are some of these filters, whether you use them in the small portable hand pump filter, as I mentioned, or if you use the countertop one. I think one thing I forgot to tell you about on the sweet water, one of its advantages, because the filter media is not a ceramic. Some of these other really good ones, the Katadyn, the MSRs, they use a ceramic filter, which is a microporous technology, and it strains out everything that's larger than a virus. Most of these will not take out viruses. They're just too small. They're going to creep through. It might get most of them, but it won't get all of them. So they're usually not certified to take out a virus. That's where you'd use either heat or a chemical to finish the kill job to be sure that you don't have any virus in your water. We don't usually have a viral problem when in water like right now, but in a disaster, assume that everything is in that soup that you may be trying to consume. The advantage of the sweet water is it will tolerate freezing better than the ceramic filters. If you have a ceramic filter, when it's dry, freeze it all you want. But once you put water through it and it has water in it, when water freezes, it expands. And even though it's a tiny little pocket of water, it still expands, and it can, will be enough to put little micropore cracks in those ceramic filters, and they may, in fact, then allow some bacteria to get through that wouldn't normally get through. So you have to keep them from freezing. I wouldn't recommend that you freeze the sweet water either, but if it does freeze, it will probably be okay. The ceramics will probably be bad, and you've got to replace them. So these are some of the things to consider. Let's go to the countertop drip filters, like the British Birkfield, the Berkey, that is sold by Republic. An excellent filter. I will tell you that there are three brands, and they're all very similar. They each one have different claims to fame, and I'll say different advantages and disadvantages. But what I want to tell you, if you have one of these three, you don't have to, you know, if it isn't the Birkfield, don't throw the others away to get this one. If you, when you need another one, or if you don't have one right now, get the British Birkfield from RBN. They're a great source of them. They're good people to work with, and that will help support the operation there. Here's the three brands. British Birkfield that makes the Berkey. You have Aquarain, and you have the Katadyn. They all make countertop drip filters, and they're all very good products. And they're worth having. Now, what's a countertop drip filter? Think of it as a big, you know, restaurant-sized coffee urn, I mean a coffee percolator. They can be that large. They need to be larger than that. There's two chambers. You have an upper chamber where you're going to pour in your contaminated water. You have a lower chamber where your fresh, clean, safe water is going to be collected. The top has a lid that you lift off to dump your water in, and it has the filters that are standing up inside. It drips through those filters in the lower area, and then there's a coffee urn, kind of a spigot on the side where you can drain water off. That's how they work. Very simple. They use a microporous technology, ceramic filters. Inside of these ceramic filters, there's also activated carbon, just like in the ones you pump water through. They also have carbon in them. The activated carbon, activated charcoal, will be removing some of the chemical contaminants in the water. It will take out chlorine. It will take out iodine. It will also take out other organic things that would be in the water. It'll take out tastes. It will not remove the dissolved minerals like the calciums and some of those. Those are not going to be removed by the filter or by the activated carbon, but it'll take out a bunch of other things, make the water taste sweet, taste pure. So you have this upper chamber. You have these filters in there. I know British Birkfield for years they called them candles because they kind of stand up in there, kind of like a candle or kind of white. They have a wall thickness. Depending on the different models or different companies, they use different thicknesses, but that's the ceramic that strains out all the bacteria, and it'll strain out algae and fine particulate. Now, remember what I said back in the very beginning. If you're going to be using a filter, it's extremely important that you go through a settling phase and that you then also go through a pre-filter phase to make that water look. In fact, before you put it in your filters, you'd like it to look crystal clear. That would be preferred. One of the other things that you can do to clarify that water, and I forgot to talk about that earlier, is to use what's called a flocculant. This is something that makes the little tiny particles that are still in the water flock together, clump together, so they're large enough to be more easily filtered and or settle out. If you have very turbid water, this is water that looks, you know, kind of murky, and you've pre-filtered and it still looks murky, then using a flocculant is a nice thing to do. Common flocculant that's used in the water purification industry and the municipal system is alum. Alum will cause little chunks of material still floating in there to clump together and settle to the bottom. So you could use alum. However, alum is an aluminum-based compound that I don't like consuming too much aluminum. Any of the metals, you want to be careful about them. But a lot of what's left over will be taken out by the activated charcoal anyway. So you could consider using alum to make stuff settle to the bottom. Go back to the settling jug. So if you have this murky water, then you'll want to use a flocculant to let things settle to the bottom and then take the clear water off the top, dip it off, or draw it off with your spigot. Then put it into your filter, your countertop filter, and let the water drip through it. Now, it is a drip filter, and it does drip through slowly. You'll want to allow time. It isn't like dump in water and get a drink immediately. If you want a drink right now, then use one of the hand pump filters where you can pump water through it. These filters will allow it to drip through, and they will produce, depending on the size of the unit and the number of filters in there, they may produce from, you know, half a gallon to 5 gallons an hour. Some of the very large ones that have a lot of filters in there means a lot of surface area. If you have one that has 8 filters in there, it produces twice as much as one that has 4, and it produces 4 times as much as one that has 2. So the number of filters will determine the throughput. It does not determine the purity of the water, because each one of those filters by itself is filtering the water. Inside of them, if you break them open, as I have done, when they get old, you'll see that they have activated carbon inside, again, that takes these flavors and chemicals out of them. If you're going to have one of these, I recommend you do buy extra filters. You must have extra filters. Depending on the model, there's different ways of servicing and cleaning those filters. They start to plug up on the surface, and then you can take a pad like a Scotch-Brite pad, and you'll abrade away a little bit of that surface. And this is taking the contaminants off of the surface so you can continue to filter. So if you're going to have a drip filter, if you're going to have a pump filter, if you're going to have chemicals, whatever you are, don't just have one. You need backup. You need more, because what are you going to do when you run out? We'll talk about that next week in part 2, how you can make some of your own filters. See you right after this break for a little more on Water Today.
Powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back to Prepare Without Fear. I'm your host, Jim Phillips. Before we close out today, let me remind you that you can get information on the programs that we do and some of the things that are available on preparemyfamily.com. That's www.preparemyfamily.com. Sources of supplies for many things, you can find them on thestuffoutlet.com. That is thestuffoutlet, one word, .com. Leave messages for me, email messages that will come to me through my staff at askjim@preparemyfamily.com. That's askjim@preparemyfamily.com. If you don't have access to the Internet, please leave your questions at 1-888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, get set. And those will be picked up and passed on to me to be sure that we answer your questions over the air, or in some cases we'll get back to you personally. As we finish out today, now we have part two next week. We'll go into more about water, and I'll give you some options on how you can save some money on doing some of these things. If money really isn't an object, I don't mean that you're like loaded necessarily, if you are, great. But if you can afford to get things, go to RBN in their store on there. Get one of the British Burkefield countertop drip filters. It's an excellent product. I endorse it as one of the best out there. There are three good brands. British Burkefield is one of the best. And so you get that. You know, the ones that you get in the, you know, the consumer ones you'll buy down at the Walmarts and those places, those do not take the place of a British Burkefield, a Katadyn, or of an Aquarain. They do not work that well. They don't have a good enough specifications that if you dumped water through them that came out of a pond that had things dead in it, that you're going to be able to drink that water safely. Let me tell you about some of the testing we did with folks I was working with years ago. We literally went to a corral. You know what's in the bottom of a corral. There can be a lot of water in the corral. It's ugly water. It was mucky, murky, green, yellow, and some other colors. You don't. It was awful. And you take some of that water, take it out. It's kind of thick, and so you have to dilute it. But, you know, you dump that in some more water, and you have this water you're looking at like, I ain't going to drink that stuff. Run it through your filter, and then you take that water. You can take the water beforehand to the laboratory, so you take the water beforehand that's just loaded with everything you'd never want to drink, and you check the water on the other side that's gone through your filter. It looked clean, smelled clean, was clean, passed the test, there was nothing in it. That's the kind of reliability that you want. What I found in some of those filters years ago is that the filters plugged very quickly, and as you pushed on it to try and jam the water through, you ruptured the filter, you broke it, so you were able to push contaminated water through. That's why I recommend these three brands. These are the three brands that I have found to be the best in the drip filters, or in the two brands, and the pumped ones is what I was talking about, where you push the water through them. That's MSR. The Sweetwater is now an MSR brand, and it's an excellent one. And then the Katadyn, those have very good history behind them, and they passed our test. The other one that was done is go to a school janitor, and his mop water that's coming off the floor that has dirt and grunge and who knows what on there that's been tracked all over, take some of that water, run it through one of these filters. It came out just fine. Next week, in the next portion on water, we'll talk about how you can save some money on building some of your own things. Remember, the truth about life is there's no doubt that tomorrow will come, no dispute that things happen, but how you're prepared to meet tomorrow will make all the difference in the world. If you're prepared for the worst, and no matter what happens, it will be an adventure. Live a provident life by making such provisions in all areas that you can face the future without fear. I believe it's all about building self-reliant families, interdependent within self-reliant communities. We help each other now and in the future. That's why I like sharing with you. Please share with others. Bring them to the program. We will see you next week for part two on water. This is Jim Phillips. Prepare without fear. Have a great day.
With real